This is the Ro Khan Show with me, Anna DeBlancis. Judy Pilak sitting in the co-pilot chair today as Ro is taking the day off, and we'll be back tomorrow.
Is mistletoe still
is okay?
Okay.
That's a great question. Mm. I wish we had an etiquette expert to answer that one.
I've been wondering about that. Not that I've seen any, but you never know. I might be putting some up.
We have the etiquette expert on the line with us, Judy. So you are in luck. We're all in luck because there are a lot of faux pas around the holiday, and there are a lot of things that just are helpful as we move into this season.
Yes, yeah, so very hard to navigate the holiday sometimes.
Work parties, to tipping, to, you know,
to mistletoe.
Akilah Easter of AkilahCity.com, AkilahCity.com. Akilah, we know you and love you because you have the answers to all these questions. Is mistletoe okay these days?
It is okay. I think you're going to be, hi guys, sorry about that,
hi.
My poor manners. Hi everybody.
Oh, we got you. I was just trying to get you. It was all a test.
No, definitely okay. That's going to be at a friend's house. I hope they're not hanging up the mistletoe at the workplace. So I think that's where the line is drawn.
Okay.
So that would be inappropriate.
Yeah, at the workplace, I think it would be. But at home, you're coming to most likely a friend's house.
Right.
And just don't force anybody under that mistletoe.
That's what I was going to say. What about the creepy Ted Cruz type who just lingers below the mistletoe and tries to, like, call everybody over? Because we've seen that before.
Do not stand
around the mistletoe.
Yeah, and don't stand there with any queso because you're dead.
Yeah, I mean.
And actually, isn't it? I think it's etiquette if you don't want to. Do the mistletoe tradition, right? If you say, no, thank you, I think that's acceptable.
Yeah, what's a proper way to sort of turn that down when people think it's funny and you just don't want to be part of that?
Ew, no.
Yeah, is that the way to go? That's what Violetta would do.
See, this is what I would tell my little white lie. I'm like, you know what? I'm fighting a cold right now. And then that would kind of let them know and kind of politely and let them know they probably don't want to invade your space at that point.
But you can
do a little white lie with that one.
I can't imagine, Judy, yours might be more severe than
mine. Mine is going to be, I've got TB. Kiss me at your own risk.
We're going to TB. We're just going straight to TB.
Yeah, cold might not deter some guys. So.
I would just say, hey, I saw those great, like,
is that tuberculosis?
Hors d'oeuvres. Yeah, that's that's what it is. That's what she's talking about. She's trying to go really big so that no one wants to be near her. Okay, let's talk about some of the other scenarios. Okay, someone gives you a gift and you don't have one. That's a common one, right? Because it's someone who just all of a sudden really wanted to feel very generous and maybe wasn't that close to you or whatever the circumstance.
Right.
What the heck do you do with that one?
Well, hopefully if you're giving a gift, you're not doing it to get something in return. So I think the person would understand if you do not have a gift on hand. If you do not have time to get a gift, I would do a formal thank you letter and then just send that to them. And I would make sure that it's handwritten and let them know that you appreciate the gesture. You do not have to reciprocate gifts from everybody who gives you a gift. Now, if it's been a tradition, hopefully you know to reciprocate the gift. If it's been 2 years and they've gotten you a gift each year and you have not given them something back, I think they're trying to start a tradition with you. So you probably want to join in. Mm-hmm. But you do not have to give. I know people are like, well, how much did this cost? Do I have to match the price and all these different things?
Right.
A handwritten thank you letter will suffice for somebody if you guys did not discuss exchanging gifts.
Okay.
And, you know, it goes the other way, too. Sometimes when I give someone a gift, because I never expect a gift back, but it's so uncomfortable sometimes. And I don't even know how to approach that. I'm like, it's fine, really. I just saw this. I thought of you. I wanted to pick it up.
Or the person overcompensates by saying, oh, my gosh, I'm sorry to get you a thing. I left it at home. Or, I took the bus, but it was late. Some of they go into, like, the excuse thing when you really don't need to.
Right.
You avoid that part.
Yeah, and you can preface it with that. You can, like, you know what? I do not anticipate a gift. Let them know, like, I just saw this and you were the person who stood out when I saw this item. And just let them know that you were just thinking of them.
Okay.
But you can preface with saying, I don't expect anything in return. It's just, this is from my heart.
And speaking of gifts, is it okay to give, like, a Goodwill gift? What if you go to Goodwill and you gather up a basket and put a whole bunch of, you know, baker stuff in it and wrap it up nicely? Is that acceptable?
Because Judy's the goodbye girl.
Because I'm
she
the
knows
goodbye girl.
Her
so
way around
if
these
If you
stores.
Know what's good for you, Akilah, you will say yes.
Yeah, I don't know. Now, it depends on, I found some good china at the Goodwill store, so let me just say that. But it depends on who the person is. You know the person that you're giving a gift to, and you know how they will receive the gift. Now, you do know how you have some of those superficial friends who may not appreciate the thought that went into that. So it would be dependent on who you're giving that gift to. But I do like that idea.
But that's
as long as it doesn't
point.
Look overused, yeah, you yeah. know who you're, you know
right.
your friend.
And yeah, and I mean, you need to get, if you're going to give someone a gift, it needs to look good and be in good shape,
yeah.
obviously. So,
Akilah and
Judy. I'm not going to have any stains, yeah.
Yeah, I just right. want to try to use proper etiquette to interrupt this conversation just briefly. If you can stand by, Akilah, we do have a breaking traffic situation we want to get to. And then we want to ask you more holiday tipping and much more. But let's check in with Violetta Podramatic. See what's going on the roads.
Yes, Anna, on sure. Kennedy right now, we have police activity inbound side blocking all the lanes at Lake Street. Heavy traffic is backing up all the way at Ogden now. Expect those delays to last for a while and to keep backing up. Inbound Kennedy completely blocked at Lake Street because of police activity. We'll have a lot more coming up in traffic.
Okay, thank you, Violetta, for that. Back to Akilah Easter. She is our guest. She is an etiquette expert answering your questions about etiquette around the holidays. Another thing that I think comes up around this time of year is tipping. Like, who do you tip?
Yeah.
And who's really expecting a tip from you? And what if you know, you don't have an extremely large budget? I mean, how do you handle the whole area of tipping?
Well, you should anticipate it throughout the year. You know, at the end of the year, the people that you encounter on a regular basis, some of them rely on those tips at the end of the year for their holiday season. So people like your personal trainer, your dog walker, for me would be my hairdresser because I am there every mm-hmm. 2 weeks probably. Mm-hmm. So, and I want to keep a good relationship. I don't want a bad chemical treatment on my hair. So, you know, you want to keep these good treatments going. Maybe your barista, if you frequently, you know, you frequent a coffee house on a regular basis, they have your drink waiting and ready for you. You want to keep that relationship going. So those are the type of people that, oh, your babysitter as well. That's a major one for me right now. You're probably going to tip them an entire session. So if I'm averaging a $50 session for my babysitter, I probably am going to give her an extra $50 on the next time that she sits for me.
What about,
those are the people that you need.
What about like your mailman?
Now, legally, because they are a government employee, they cannot get gifts over the monetary amount of $20. So, I mean,
that's
you know,
good to
but
know.
Who's monitoring this? So, if you do want your packages not thrown against your door, you probably do want to just consider them. I always say, like, baked goods are good for
that's
that.
That's what I do.
Or, yeah, that's a good treat for them so they don't mm-hmm. get in trouble.
Okay, mm-hmm. That makes sense. Do you see anything year after year or things, obviously, when you're out and about at your holiday parties that you feel like, wait a minute, that shouldn't be that way? That's not the way it's supposed to be.
Yeah, gifts are not personalized anymore. You can tell people just got a bag and just threw it in there. I like handwritten notes. I like those notes to accompany gifts. If you make a list of all the people that you need to include, you won't be rushing at the last second, but I'm contradicting myself because I am a procrastinator. But if you make that list, you won't overspend and you won't forget people. And then you can sit down and take time to actually write out those hand letters. These are the end of the year moments that you want to just let somebody know how they've influenced your life over the last year. So you can share those sentiments in a handwritten card.
Personal, I'm hearing from you, is more important than price. So if it's something that is
Definitely.
Unique to that person that you put some thought into, it just really doesn't matter as much how much you spent on it.
Right. And I hear that a lot because people will try to match the price of what I can hear people say, well, I know you spent a lot on my gift. No, that's not what it's about. It's about that I thought about you and you're privileged to be on my list, if you can say that. So, yeah, coming from the heart is more for this time of the year, I would say.
815, believe me, your mail carrier appreciates the money. Nobody monitors that, okay? We also
right.
have people asking about the garbage man. Do you tip the garbage man? I know my parents always gave them a bottle of something.
Yeah, well, that's a nice.
Alcoholic
one.
Beverage.
Yeah.
I would do that when I wanted to take something out for me. Some big, something, like
big
a couch
dresser,
size. Yeah.
Right.
Then I would just leave the bottle right there on top of it.
Suggestive.
Yeah, to make sure they receive it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, those people who are providing those services, I know in the city sometimes we have to pay for your own garbage services. So, yeah, you definitely want the people who are a regular occurrence in your life, you want to take care of them. So, yeah, the garbage man, that's a good one, especially living in the city.
Mm-hmm. 727, I gave a friend a gift last year. She loved it, but we normally don't exchange gifts. Did I just start a tradition now? Is that what happens?
You started off with saying, hey, we are not starting a tradition. But if you are in close contact with that person, you guys have established a relationship, a good rapport with your relationship, you can start a gift exchange. It does not have to be large. You can discuss it with them ahead of time. Don't just show up on the holiday season and just say, here. But maybe ask them, like, you know, last year we did do gift exchange. What do you think about starting a tradition? Or do you want to start? You know, give them that option.
Mm-hmm. I want to change to holiday parties, because it seems like work parties in particular, where a lot of nonsense happens. Ugh. You know, people can ruin their careers over a holiday party. And sometimes, you know, promotional decisions are made based on people's conduct at these parties, and it becomes the talk of the office. And then there's just other stuff to know. We have our own holiday party this Friday, the first Roel at Dirty Nelly's in Palatine. And of course, everyone will be on their best behavior at our parties. They always are. But what do you suggest for the holiday and the work party? Akila, do you see things a lot that come up to you about how to behave there?
Just know that you are still being watched, just like you are at work. And there's actually going to be more eyes on you, because most of the time upper management will be there. You want to engage with them, but not be overly friendly with them. So this is just like you are at work. I know things are free there, free drinks, free food. You don't want to overindulge. I always tell people to follow up their alcohol beverage with water so that they don't get a little too relaxed around their boss. The saying that I hear a lot is, you want to go to the party, but you don't want to be the party. Okay.
Oh, so I like
you
that.
Don't want to
love that.
You don't want to, you know, start a dance circle and you're in the center of attention. Sometimes just people just lose a lot of self-awareness when they're at these events, and you have to keep that in check, especially if it's a business affair.
Now, Akila, I don't know if you heard, but I am leaving WGN after 32 years.
Oh my God.
I know.
Yes.
It's a big deal.
What's next?
I don't know yet. I'm determined. I can't wait. But to your comment that you just made, I do intend to break all of those etiquette rules. I am going to be drunk and sassy, and I'm going to tell everyone what I think about them. Now, I believe that would be okay, because what are they going to do? Anna?
You are revving up, and I can tell you're excited about it, too. You're like, yes, I'm going to do this.
Oh, I've got it all mapped out, girlfriend. Yeah. Are you saying no? Still not good etiquette for me to do that?
If you are okay with the pictures and the videos, that is fine. Dude. You know, social media is.
Oh, that's
immediate.
True. Nothing goes unnoticed. Yes. So you're all. Yes. You just think you're at the party.
Some businesses are saying a no cell phone or no phone party, so they want to make sure that people can relax and enjoy themselves.
Oh, you know what? That's a great idea when you think about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't want any shenanigans going on the social media.
That's true.
And have you seen, like, the background of pictures when people are not aware that they're in them?
I hate that.
When that happens to me.
Oh, yeah.
So, yes, and I do
horrible
not want to be
manners.
In the background of any pictures.
Right.
I also
kind of have a rule that at holiday work parties, even if you're drinking an adult beverage, I really don't like to take the picture with the adult beverage, because they feel like they don't look right in the picture later, even if you're just having a sip of holiday punch.
Right. Absolutely.
Right. And when I coach people, I always tell them that you don't want to take pictures with beverages, because say somebody does a collage of pictures of you. You have 10 pictures with some type of drink in your hand, mm-hmm. even though they were 10 different occasions. So it looks kind of funny with that.
Send
and my mom
single.
Always taught me that. Yeah, that kind of ran into my family. My mom was always like, never take a picture with a drink mm-hmm. in your hand.
What about, mm-hmm. okay, now work gifting. We need to talk about that too. I remember early in my career, I had just started a new job, and it was really troublesome for me, because a person who was kind of a manager, but we worked overnights, so everyone's really close when you work overnights, midnight to, you know, 8, whenever. And he just on Christmas, right before Christmas, or I think we worked Christmas, there was a present that was cologne and a pajama set from a male who was kind of a supervisor, and obviously incorrect. And I was horrified, and I didn't want to tell anybody, but then someone found out, and it's a newsroom, so it spread to everybody, and like, oh, Martin got you that? And it was terrible, and it was terrifying. Obviously, we know that's over the line, but sometimes I think that there's also gift-giving at work that is problematic.
See, what I do with my gift giving is, one, it could be expensive because if somebody gets left out, their feelings are hurt. Mm-hmm. But two, what I do is I get the same gift for everybody, so we're not having any confusion of who I like more. I try to keep it consistent. So I buy those gifts that have maybe 10 pieces inside of it, and then I give one to everybody. That's what I do at the workplace. Now, do you give your boss a gift? I would stay away from individually giving my boss a gift and maybe calling on the other employees and saying, do you want to collectively give the boss a gift? So that's the route that I would take more in the professional setting. Mm-hmm. Now, managers giving gifts, a lot of managers just resort to giving cards out and then the holiday party will suffice for the gift or the employees. So, yeah, it's a hard balance, but it depends on the nature or the environment of your workplace as well.
Okay, Akilah Easter, we really appreciate you weighing in with us. You are the etiquette expert, and
thank you.
Website
and I won't let my guard down. I promise. I'll be.
We're going to send you pictures.
I need follow up.
Yes, I agree.
Just check out social media. I'm sure it'll be on there.
We're going to send you all the pictures of Judy misbehaving at the party, so you can chastise her. What is your website so people can reach you, or how do people reach you, Akilah?
Feel free to visit the site, Akilah CT. It's my first and middle name, so it's AKILAHSITI.com. Hit the contact, and if you send me a message, I always reply.
Of
any etiquette question, and I also have a series of events coming up that you can check out on the website as well.
Awesome stuff.
Happy holidays.
Thanks, guys. Happy holidays.
Let's check in with Kim Gordon now. He was coming up top of the hour in the WGN News.
A bomb threat on a Greyhound bus has shut down the inbound Kennedy, and we have part two of Judy's series, The Pain of Opioids.